This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Both the United States and Iran are signaling that they're stepping back after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases that housed American forces. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The attacks followed America's killing of Iran's top general, a sequence that put the two nations closer to the brink of war. But President Trump says Iran appears to be standing down, and he's indicating there will be no U.S. military retaliation. Instead,
the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime.
And says they'll remain until Iran changes its behavior. In a White House address, the president says the nation should be happy and grateful the missile strikes did not kill any Americans or Iraqis, in part crediting an early warning system he says worked very well. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has set a House vote for Thursday on limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Authorities in Iran are investigating why a Ukrainian passenger jet crashed just minutes after takeoff from Tehran's airport early Wednesday, killing all 176 people aboard. Reuters' Joe Davies has details.
The Boeing 737 came down early on Wednesday, shortly after takeoff from Tehran, en route to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Its carrier, Ukraine International Airlines, said the plane was only 3 years old and was last serviced just 2 days ago. This aviation disaster came on the same night Iran launched missiles at bases housing US forces in Iraq in retaliation for a US drone strike last week that killed an Iranian military commander. Iranian media quoted a local aviation official as saying the pilot did not declare an emergency. Among the dead are 82 people from Iran, 63 Canadians, 11 from Ukraine, 10 Swedes, 3 Germans, and 3 Britons.
That's Joe Davies reporting. Ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn made his first public appearance Wednesday since a daring escape from Japan, where he is wanted on financial mismanagement charges. Ghosn accused Tokyo prosecutors of brutal treatment and launched a blistering attack on Japanese authorities and Nissan executives, he says, conspired against him.
I was facing a system where the conviction rate is 99.4%. And I will bet you that this number is much higher for the foreigners.
Ghosn said that Nissan and Japanese authorities had colluded for two reasons: as revenge for the French government's interference in Nissan's alliance with Renault, and a downturn in Nissan's fortunes after he stepped down as CEO. In a swift reply, the Tokyo Public Prosecutor's Office said that Ghosn's allegations were categorically false and completely contrary to fact. Researchers are reporting the largest ever one-year decline in the U.S. cancer death rate. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The latest report from the American Cancer Society finds a 2.2% drop in cancer deaths from 2016 to 2017. Lung cancer accounts for about a quarter of all cancer deaths, but with fewer people smoking these days, the rates of illness and death have fallen. And the study's lead author says recent advances in the treatment of lung cancer appear to have accelerated that decline. Topping the list of advances are refinements in surgical techniques, better diagnostic scanning, and more precise use of radiation. Researchers also cite more targeted drug therapy thanks to genetic testing that can identify specific cancer cell mutations. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow the VOA mobile app. I'm David Berg, VOA News.